Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
On today's show, Beth O, or Beth Stern. We're going to find out what she likes to be called. She'll be joining us. Of course, not only the wife of the king of all media, but she also works with the North Shore Animal League. And I understand she's rescuing many, many animals at her house. So we'll find out what that's all about in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. What are you up to? You look like you're pondering something, Stacey.
Okay, here's one for you. What does Kim Kardashian and a giant panda have in common?
I can't
Anyone?
Even guess.
No.
Maybe they both gave birth. I don't know.
I'll tell you. Coming up on Animal Radio News.
I'm not even going.
I don't believe people talk about her. I don't understand it.
I know. Who is she? I mean, I know who she is, but I mean, really?
I mean, but what does she do?
Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What does she do?
Nothing.
You know?
She shops.
That's what I want. I'm trying to understand that.
She's like the Kato Kaelin, just at the right place at the right time.
You know what? I just wanted to say something.
Yes.
You said Howard's the king of all media, so
yes,
that must mean that you're the king of dog media.
I am the king
yes.
of dog media.
Yes.
And we'll be talking
yes,
to the queen is. Of all media, because that would be obviously. Wouldn't she be the queen?
No, she would be the first lady, Hal.
She'd be the first
not,
lady.
There's probably another woman who is the queen of media.
Well, of
she's
course, Martha Stewart
lady.
Or Oprah.
See, that's what I mean. So she's just the first lady.
But wouldn't the queen be Howard's first lady? You know, the one that went through it all with him?
You would think.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm going to be talking about how dumb I am.
How dumb you are.
I'm such an idiot. I swear to God, I am such an idiot.
Oh, let us talk about it, please.
Yeah, you know what I just did for the second time this week?
What
I mean, you would think that I would be able to operate a coffee maker.
Yeah,
you would think that I could make coffee,
yes.
You know? And for the second time this week, I have failed to put the little lid on. We got a busted one, so it's got the lid detaches. You know the little lid that's on top of the coffee maker that has the little bubble that tells the thing above it to let the water through? I forget to put that on twice this week. So I got coffee grounds and water and crap all over the place.
What's the matter? What's with Hal today? I mean, what's wrong with you? What's the matter?
There's absolutely
There's something going on here. No, don't give me that. Come on.
It's that whole clone.
How are you?
The whole clone thing is really, I've been off base since last week with the whole clone thing. Today, we're going to be talking to the lady who's founded the Center for Pet Safety, and she's tested all of the seats and restraint systems for cars for your dogs, and she says all of them fail, 100% fail. So we're going to talk to her in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. Animal Radio.
Hey, doofus.
Is this Hal?
You're a genius, I tell you. You're a friggin' genius.
Where the hell are you?
Oh, okay, I get it. Yesterday you weren't so interested in talking with me. Now you want to know where I am?
Listen up. Yesterday I went to get my paycheck. They said I already picked it up.
So what's your point?
You didn't come home last night.
Yeah, I was busy spending your paycheck.
This is a nightmare. You'd better come home tonight or I'm going to kick the living crap out of you.
Ooh, I'm shaking. Gotta go, buddy.
Wait, don't go.
Adios.
Hal.
See, that's why I'm a little off.
How many are there? How many Hals are there now?
We don't know.
Yeah, there might be six, there might be a dozen. It's a
they're
cloning experiment
multiplying.
Out of control. And it's
how can you tell them apart?
They're like rabbits.
They really are. So I encourage you to spay and neuter your animals and don't clone yourself. Just two tips of advice from the old Hal Meister.
We should have neutered Hal.
Yeah.
What if the Hal clones go out and have little Hal babies?
Okay. Enough already, please.
I don't even want to think about that.
Calls for Dr. Debbie, dog trainer Alan Cable, dog father Joey Villani, and animal communicator Joey Turner only, please, right now. Hey, William, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from today?
I'm over here in Windsor, New York.
Windsor, New York. What's up? What's going on with your animals?
Well, I got a... She's a crossbred black lab and beagle, and I was having a problem with it with fleas, which we got cured. We got that all cured.
Okay,
but
good.
After we were cured that, she kept having a problem with her butt itching and also two spots on her belly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I use what the heck you call it, for my stomach, you know, to keep my stomach from chafing. So it's a powder, and I was using it on my stomach one day, and she's sitting right there by me, and she stood up and turned her back to me, you know, her butt to me, and I had it on my hand, and I rubbed it right on her butt and on the base of her tail.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't itch all day.
Okay.
So
I gotta know, what's this medicine? What is it?
It's it's jock itch powder.
Like Gold Bond?
I don't know what the brand is on it, but it's a jock itch powder.
Okay.
So the next day, The next day, I rubbed it also on her belly and her butt. She didn't itch all day, anywhere.
All right. You know, well, you know.
I don't know. It doesn't bother her. You know, she has no reaction to it. She doesn't try to lick it or anything like that. But mm-hmm. it seems to be doing a good job.
Okay. And, you know, this is kind of a first for me here, William. Jock itch is kind of out of my realm of expertise, but what I do think of is what I hear about this, and how that might be helping her symptomatically. Jock itch and, a lot of skin infections in dogs can be caused by a fungal infection, by yeast. So I don't know that that's what you got, but the ingredients in many types of jock itch medications are myconazole. And that is a medicine that we do use for dogs that have yeast infections. As far as, you know, that's something I like to preferably diagnose. I mean, it certainly sounds, you know, in your experience that helped and that may have decreased the itch. So that sounds wonderful, but I'm not advocating everyone take jock itch powder and put it on their dog's bodies, partly because there's a lot of other things in dogs that can trigger the yeast infections. And you mentioned that you had a flea infestation, so she probably had some red, itchy skin to begin with. And yeast on dog skin is really common, but it doesn't get into their skin and doesn't take hold unless they've got kind of a red, itchy, abraded skin surface. So in those situations, yeah, that may be why she had potentially a yeast infection and why that medicine helped her. So if you have more ongoing issues with this, my recommendation would be maybe stay away from the powder, only because that's a little bit harder to control where we're putting that. There are some wonderful shampoos you can use for dogs. We can do all over body treatment. And that's kind of makes it a little bit more, I think, kind of reasonable to treat a whole pet than to try to splash powder or put some ointments on them. But I can't sneeze at success. And if that helped her, I'm happy for you.
I use it for myself because I have an overhang problem. You know, my belly overhangs my belt.
Oh, okay.
Well, can I just say, I was just going to say the jock itch powder, my friend, you're right. It's a magic thing. You know, your computer, when it says you pop open a page and it says done, but with errors. Well, I was sitting next to it with some jock itch powder and dumped it in the keyboard. And let me tell you, it fixed the problem right then. And the thing went dark.
That's amazing
dark
stuff.
Immediately.
Amazing
stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you would enjoy this dog, though. She really did because when I tell her, I say, come on, Lucy, time to take a shower. She walks right in, sits down in the shower, waits for me to come in there.
Aww.
That's beautiful.
Awesome.
So, yeah, she's a real good dog, but this happened, and I said, I got to let you folks know because I listen to you every weekend, you know, on XM Radio.
Awesome. We appreciate it, William. And give that baby a scratch on her head for us, and hopefully she's not scratching anymore with a magic powder on hand there.
I learned so much from this show, maybe more than I need to know.
You know, we should carry a pouch of jock itch powder, and whenever we see somebody itching in public, we sprinkle it on them like, you know, the good fairy.
I'm frightened. I'm really frightened now what I'm going to see in my exam rooms. People are going to hear this show, and they're going to say, Doc, can you just take a look at this for me? And I'm going to be like, no.
Buy stock in it now.
It's just such a funny product, you know, jock itch powder.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
You wanted to talk to Dr. Debbie?
Sure.
Well, hi. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a German Shepherd who has a degenerative myopathy. And people keep telling me when it's time for her to be put to sleep, she's going to let me know. Because she's still acting like a puppy. She's still acting like she's the boss. She's eating. She just falls a lot. Mm-hmm. Like she'll fall down my steps.
Oh,
well,
dear.
We have a bi-level, so we have no steps. I mean, we have no way to get in and out of the house besides going up and down the steps. I mean, she's going to, like, fall. She just sort of this Bambi thing down the steps.
Okay. Where her back feet kind of collapse under her. She's not falling down and tumbling down large amounts of stairs. That's what I was concerned about.
No.
Okay.
My dilemma is, when should I put her to sleep?
Yeah. The biggest problem with degenerative myelopathy, which basically this condition is a progressive deterioration of the coating along the spinal cord. So when that happens, dogs lose their function to their back legs. They can get wobbly, kind of crossing over with the back feet. They'll even scuffle their back feet and wear their toenails down. So that progresses to the point where they lose more and more control with the back legs. that eventually can progress up to the front legs as well. The good thing is that it's not painful, other than the secondary things that they do to themselves, dragging the top surfaces of the feet, getting pressure sores, things like that that we have to deal with. So that tends to be the biggest part of kind of managing these babies. Now, I will tell you that one great thing in managing dogs with degenerative myelopathy is the benefit of physical therapy. Now, there is no cure for this condition, but we know that physical therapy can help give us more meaningful time, and it keeps them more ambulatory, keeps them moving on those limbs in a meaningful way for a longer period of time. And there are some studies that have looked at this, and dogs in intense physical therapy can survive periods of time over 255 days of good quality time. But your question, basically, how do you know, and will she tell you? Gosh, in all my years, I don't feel that with this condition, the dogs really tell us, meaning that they accept that they're at that point. They're not in
right.
a lot of pain.
And she seems to be a little depressed, but not enough that she still isn't bossing. I have two other dogs. She's still bossing them around, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It is a disability, so it becomes more when we can't get up to do the bathroom needs, when we have secondary infections or pressure sores or things that are complicating their life. So no, I don't feel that she's going to tell you when it's time. This is different than hip dysplasia. Hip dysplasia, the pets are in a lot of discomfort. They have kind of similar signs, but they're in a lot of pain. So she's not going to be in that category. So as her caretaker, you're going to need to watch out for that. When her quality of life, getting around, is limited, or when she is at a point where she may jeopardize her own safety, falling downstairs, you know, getting into situations she cannot get out of, that is where that the quality of life really becomes down. And I can tell you, we do this all the time, talking about, you know, is it time? Someone who knows your pet's physical status at that moment can also help you greatly with this decision.
Is diabetes keeping you from enjoying life's special moments? At US Med, we understand the challenges you face, and we're here to help.
With US Med, I can finally manage my diabetes without it managing me.
US Med offers a wide range of services to simplify your diabetes care, personalized care plans, convenient access to cutting-edge diabetes tech, and knowledgeable support. Plus, we'll check your insurance so your diabetes care may be covered at little or no cost to you.
With US Med, I feel confident and control of my diabetes. I can finally live my life to the fullest.
Don't let diabetes hold you back. Choose US Med and experience better birthdays, better adventures, better anniversaries, and better everything. Call now. US Med. Better service. Better care. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, Community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.